弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
你们怎么声音都比我小呢
？How come your voice is more silent than mine？
加油哈。
So encourage you.
非常明显的，我今天早晨时间不够用啊。
Very clearly, this morning I didn't have enough time to use.
在北美，你们给我70分钟的时间算多的了哈。
In North America, you gave me 70 minutes. That's actually considered a lot.
很多教会现在主日讲道只有半个小时。
Many church meetings, the Sunday message is only 30 minutes.
只要过了一分钟以后，弟兄姊妹很多人开始看表了。
If you just pass one minute, a lot of brothers and sisters look at their watch.
过了五分钟以后，把表拿给讲员看的。
And then after 5 minutes, they'll take the watch and show the speaker.
我到中国去的时候，弟兄姊妹给我们的时间真的是用不完的。
And when I go to China, brothers and sisters give me the time that it cannot be used up.
有一次我到一个教会去，我讲了100分钟，我想他们应该听得很够了。
One time I went to a church and I spoke 100 minutes. I thought they probably received enough.
结果我一下台的时候，负责弟兄说：“于弟兄，你为什么这么早下台？我们每一堂给你两个半小时。”
I came down and the responsible brother said, "Why did you only speak 100 minutes? Each message will give you 2.5 hours."
我说我讲完就是讲完了，我就下台了。没想到他上来又补了一个钟头。
I thought if I'm done, I just go down. But then I came back up and have another hour of message.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，那边真是有一班弟兄姊妹，他们很渴慕神的话语哈。
Brothers and sisters, there are a bunch of brothers and sisters there that really long for God's word.
希望我们在主的面前，我们也一样，常常主把一个深的渴慕赐给我们。
We really before the Lord that God will give a deep longing.
我们不仅仅是希望听见他对我们说话。
Not only do we want to hear that he speaks to us.
正像诗歌弟兄带我们的，我们里面有个渴慕要遇见这位说话的神。
That within us, in the hymn that we just sang, that there is a deep longing within us that we want to see him.
弟兄姊妹，如果这一次聚会，我们里面没有这样子的预备和心智，说主，我一定要来这里遇见你。
But if we don't have this preparation will that here, Lord, I must meet you.
弟兄姊妹，求神赶快为我们有这样补课哈，我们里面一定要有这样。这样子的祷告跟一个 strong desire, I want to see Jesus.
Then we should employ the Lord that we will have the strong desire that we will meet Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们讲员真的都算不了什么。
That those of us that give message is really nothing.
这么好的环境一下就过去了。
Such a great environment just going to pass away.
只有真正遇见神能够叫我们重新得力。
But only that when we can meet God, then we can have strength again.
只有我们真正遇见他，能够让我们的脚重新走在我们该走的路上。
That when we can really meet him, then our walk can be really right before him.
前天我刚刚从德国过来啊。
2 days ago, I just came back from Germany.
这次于师母有机会跟我一起去，所以我特别抽了最后一天带他去重游我以前去过的一些地方。
So this time my sister Yu was able to come with me, and then I took her to the places I used to go.
我一天里面开车开了好几百公里带他去看，因为我只有那一天的时间。
But in one day I drove many many miles, just kilometers, just so that I can bring her to places that I have been.
我特别带他到一个地方，就是在莱茵河旁边啊。River Ryan.
Okay, River Ryan. I brought her to a place next to River Ryan.
我想如果你们去过的话，在沿着这个莱茵河，你可以看到对面的山上或者这边有很多很老的古堡 castles.
And if you go through the river, you'll see a lot of old mountains and castles.
他们都是几百年前、上千年前那些公侯伯爵他们的这个住的地方。
And these are all where the emperors or all the rich people used to live hundreds and thousands years ago.
我记得91年神呼召当我出来全时间侍奉他的时候
I think years ago when God called me to serve him full time
那时候我正在从事一个为公司设计一个新的产品带着一个团队正在做
I was trying to have a new product with a whole bunch of people working on this
所以我跟主请假了3个月我把东西赶完把它送到欧洲就送到德国去
So I asked for 3 months off and then I finally finished the product and bought it to Europe
我记得那天周末我就是开车到莱茵河边看到对面这些古堡
And I remember that weekend I was driving by the River Ryan and I saw all these castles
我心里面有好大好大的感触
And I had such a deep sensing
这些地上人中的佼佼者公侯伯爵们
That all these things that belong to earth
他们为自己盖了这么大的庄园这么雄伟的古堡
They built all these great castles and buildings
一代兴起一代过去可是山河依旧
Generations come and go but then
这些都没有改变，整个环境没有改变。
Sorry, generation come and go, but these things still stay remain.
但他们已经人去楼空，没有人在纪念他们。
And all these people just left there empty. Nobody's remembering.
弟兄姊妹，那一天当神的爱那样子的抓住我，然后我看见那位从亘古直到永远的神，他是我的神。
One day that when God remember us that the ancient God is my God.
是那位买赎我们、招我们、叫我们侍奉他的神。
The one who bought us with a price and the one who called us to serve Him.
天地万物都在改变。
All things in the world are changing.
哎呀，我们这个人也都在改变。
We ourselves are changing.
而这位从亘古直到永远那位独一的神、至高的神，居然呼召我们、叫我们侍奉他。
This eternal God, one and only God from the utmost, He actually called us to follow Him.
所以我坐在岸边看着对面的孤岛，我就一直流眼泪。
When I was looking at all these castles, I kept shedding tears.
我记得在那个下水的堤防旁边，我就写了八个字：一生蒙爱，爱主一生。
And I went down the road and I said, the whole life love the Lord, the Lord, I will love the Lord whole life.
一生蒙爱是我们在座的每一个人我们都经历到的，我们这一辈子都是蒙爱的。
And actually, we are in a whole life we are being loved.We all experience that.
有这么多的前辈，大卫也好，但以理也好，约瑟也好，爱主一生是他们的见证。
Then the testimony of all these old prophets like Daniel and Ezekiel and all different people is their testimony.
但是我那天写爱主一生的时候，这是我的祷告和心愿。我真盼望我的余生能够用来爱他。
I really hope my entire life that I said I want to love the Lord that truly I will do so.
那这次回去的时候，转眼已经20年快过去了。
Then this time I went back.About 20 years has passed.
我一面感恩，一面又觉得羞愧，觉得自己实在不够爱主。
Now I'm changing. I felt very ashamed that truly I don't love the Lord.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，就像我早上讲的，当一支笔不合用的时候，失去了创造它的目的和价值的时候，我们可以丢掉它的。
Just like I said this morning, a pen, if it loses its function, we will just throw it away.
当我们这个被神买赎、被神拯救出来的人却不侍奉他的时候，神可以取掉我们的生命的。
Now those who are redeemed by Him, who loved Him, if we are not being used by Him, He can just get rid of us.
哎呀，我们生命要离开是太容易的事情。
To take away our life, that's so easy.
但是主却留我们下来，他还给我们恩典，给我们机会。
But He kept us here, gave us a chance, opportunity, and still grace.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不管你多年轻，不管你多年长，
Brothers and sisters, no matter how young you are or how old you are,
我们真的巴不得所有剩下的日子，每一个日子我们都愿意用来活着为耶稣。
Our remaining days that each day will be living for Jesus.
丹麦有一句俗话说，生命是神所赐给我们的礼物。
And we know that there's a phrase thatLife is the gift from God.
而我们怎么样子好好过好我们的这一生，是我们献给神的礼物。
And our gift, God, is how we live out this life.
所以我真盼望我们在主的面前，真的是愿意把自己分别，知道我是被神分别，特特属神的人。
And we hope that before God, we are truly separated, that it is separated for God.
啊，我们这一生，我们活着，我们受造的目的，我们存在的目的，都是要为着神的荣耀。
And those of us that the reasons for our existence and why we live, it is for the glory of God.
所以成为合用的器皿是我们的责任。神怎么使用我们，那是神的事情。
It is a responsibility of how we can become a useful vessel. That's ours, but how God uses us, that's His responsibility.
你看，我回到那里去，一下子回想，就是20年前，同样的河边，这么熟悉的景色。20年过去了。
Such a familiar scenery by the river, suddenly 20 years have passed.
我想你们常常听到我引用一句德国的话，叫做人老得很快，但是成熟得很慢。
And we know there's a phrase in Germany that many people can grow old fast, but you may not mature necessarily.
我这20年里面我不知道白头发多了多少了。
I know that in these 20 years I have grown a lot of white hair.
今年1月份我破例在前三个月中间居然会出外到外地讲道，因为 San Diego 有一个教会，他们说有特别需要，希望我去。
So in January, I actually went to San Diego to give a message because there's a special meeting there.
那负责联络我的一位弟兄，他是一个传道人。我说你认得出我吗？他说我认得出你，因为我七八年前见过你啊。
A pastor said, you know, do you remember me? And says, I said to him, and he says, yes, I remember you. I remember you from 7 to 8 years ago.
所以我给他回信的时候，我就跟他说，我说不过我现在比从前白头发多了很多，也比从前胖了。
But I returned the letter, you know, I'm actually I gain weight a little bit more, and I have more white hair.
那天我下了飞机以后，我就跟他用手机联络，我就想说怎么找不到他呢？
Then when I got off the plane, I'm using the cell phone, we're trying to connect with one another, but I can't find them.
他就告诉我说他从哪里走过来，现在经过哪里了。
And he's telling me where he's coming from, where he passed.
那我拿着手机，我一下就看到他了。
And then with my cell phone, I saw him immediately.
他居然没看到我哈。
He didn't see me.
然后他在我面前东张西望，他说余弟兄你在哪里？
He's in front of me, he's going around, where are you, brother Yu?
我说我就在你前面啊，我跟他距离好近的。
And then I was so close, I am in front of you.
他哦，对不起，你在这儿，然后我们挂断电话。
And he closed the phone.
然后后来他跟我诚实招认，他说我正在寻找一个白发的大胖子。
Admitted to me, actually I was looking for a really big, fat, white-haired person.
啊，我说我还没有那么糟了，我只是告诉你我白头发多了一点，比从前胖了一点。
I said, I'm actually not that bad, I just have a little bit more white hair and I gained a little bit more weight.
弟兄姊妹，时间真的是过得很快。
Brothers and sisters, time really passed fast.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，想想我们过去年日这个年轻的时候，刚来美国的时候，那都好像昨天的事情。
It seems like yesterday we're young people just coming to United States.
如果我们每一次聚会，我们每一次听到我们每一次读主的话，而我们这个人不肯被主改变的话，
If every time we come and meet the Lord, we listen to the message, we listen to His words, and we are not willing to be changed by Him.
啊，弟兄姊妹，那是一件非常非常可惜，也原谅我说，也是一件很可悲的事情。
What a tragedy and what a great loss.
因为我们老得非常的快啊。
Because we are going to grow old.
我们真的希望主耶稣啊，我若爱你，应该是现在。
And we really want to say, Lord Jesus, if I love you, it must be right now.
主耶稣啊，我不是盼望我将来能爱你，而是我希望我用总要趁着还有今日，我来竭力得着神的圣好。
Lord Jesus, I'm not trying to hope that in the future I will love you, but today I will truly gain more of you.
只要你把时间留
，Give me an opportunity, I will not waste the opportunity.
以弗所书第五章说到的爱惜光阴，就是讲到抓住每一个机会，充分的使用每一个机会。
Ephesians 5 talks about to love the time. It means to grab hold of every opportunity.
NIV 把它翻成 make the most of every opportunity.
In the NIV translations, make the most of every.
就是每一个机会来的时候，我要让它充分的为我效力。
That every time there's an opportunity, I would just use to its fullest.
啊，我要借着这一切的环境，我一定要得着基督。
Through all these circumstances, environment, I must gain Christ.
弟兄姊妹，基督是一切，又在一切之内，没有一个人事物里面不能叫我们得到基督的。
Christ is in all and is all. There's nothing that we cannot gain Christ.
斯派克弟兄在讲希伯来书的时候，有一本书叫做《On High Calling》，上头来的呼召。
Brother Spark talk about the book of Hebrew. There's a book that's called On High Calling. There is a calling in there.
它里面有一句话，他说无论什么事情，只要跟基督发生关系，就是大事。
So there's a phrase that no matter what it is, as long as it's connected with Christ, that's a big deal.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这句话这么宝贵，怎么没有人拿笔写呢？
But this is such a precious word. How come nobody write that down?
你知道吗？当我读到斯派克弟兄这句话的时候，真的从心里面宝贝，这是何等的一个。啊，一个智慧的看见。
And when I read these words from Brother Spark, I say, wow, what a great, wisdom of seeing this thing.
任何事情，只要跟基督发生关系，就是大事。
Anything, as long as connected with Christ, then it's a big thing.
如果跟基督没有发生关系，不管它是多大的事，其实都是小事。
If it's not connected or has some association with Christ, then it doesn't matter how great the thing is, it's a small thing.
你看阿姆斯壮登陆月球的时候说小小的一步是人类的一大步，对不对？
And when we went to the moon, you say the small part is actually a big part of our human race.
那这弟兄姊妹，如果跟基督没有发生关系，这些东西都没什么价值啊。
So if you don't have any connection with Christ, there's no value in anything.
你想想看，整个宇宙上百亿，几乎上千亿的这个星系哈，有几百个 billion。这种星系。
You look at the universe, there is billions of the star system.
何况一个小小的月亮，去踏它一脚，有什么好神奇的
？And how about a small moon? You just step on it. What's so great about that?
这是人类历史的大事，但是在神眼中小事。
But that's such a big event in humankind, but in God's eyes, it's such a small matter.
但是弟兄姊妹，你在家里面一件很小的事情上，你为了爱主而做。在一个委屈上，你为着爱主而不埋怨， 都是大事。
If it's a small thing that you've done for Jesus Christ, something that maybe you suffer a little affliction, if it's a small thing for Christ, that's a big thing.
在这样子的聚会里面，我们为着讲台祷告，我们为着弟兄姊妹祷告，弟兄姊妹在神眼中都是大事。
So in God's eyes, it's a big thing in such a meeting like this that you pray for the speaker, you pray for brother and sister. That's a big thing.
我们真的求神帮助我们，让我们有一个新的眼光来看我们这一生。
That we really ask God to help us so that we have a new light to see our whole life.
我要赶快继续了，不然我第二堂又没有时间。
I have to continue, otherwise I won't have enough time for the second.
早上第一堂我们讲的是蒙。召成为属神的人。
In the morning, we talk about being called to be a heavenly people.
我们在主的面前过分别为圣的生活和侍奉。
We live a life separated and serving a life separated unto holiness for God.
我们发现当神的百姓要真正起来侍奉神。
We realize that if it's, children of God really want to stand up to serve the Lord.
我说的侍奉不见得是接服侍。
When I talk about service, it's not just serving things or matters.
很多人做了很多的服事却没有在侍奉。
Many people actually did many things, but they're not really serving.
当我们真在这里要侍奉的时候，撒旦绝对不甘心的。
But if you truly want to serve, then Satan's not going to let you go.
所以世界的王一次谈判，两次谈判，三次谈判，不想让他们走。
The king of the, king of,The world one time, two time, three time would not let them go.
我们没有时间去讲了，弟兄姊妹啊，撒旦不仅仅是钓鱼的高手。
那 brothers and sisters, we don't have time. Satan not only is a good a catcher of fish.
他知道什么样子的鱼要吃什么样子的饵。
He knows what kind of fish will go for what kind of bait.
他知道我们在座不管有几百个人，他可能有几百个不同的饵，因为每一个人的弱点不一样。
So he sees so many hundreds of people here, he knows we have different baits, and he knows how to use them.
但是他都知道用什么方法可以打倒我们这个人。
He knows which method to gain you.
弟兄姊妹，撒旦不仅仅是钓鱼的高手，撒旦也是谈判的高手。
But not only he's an expert in catching fish, he's also a, great person in debate.
当他的 bait, 当他的饵诱惑不了我们的时候。
When his bait cannot get us.
他就来跟我们谈判。要跟我们妥协。
Then he's going to talk to us, bait with us, and want us to compromise.
所以弟兄姊妹，从来不要去想要跟撒旦可以谈判，他有至少有六千年的经验。
Don't think you can debate with Satan. He has 6,000 years of experience.
我们的祖宗亚当夏娃在伊甸园跟他谈，马上就输了。
We know our ancestor Adam Eve. They tried to debate with him. They lost.
连谈都不要谈。摩西说：“我一题都不留给你。”
And then.Moses said, I'm not going to even have a hook for you. I'm not even going to talk to you.
不要说不可以去，不要说只有壮年人可以去，不要说你们都可以去，牛群羊群留下来。我告诉你，我们都要去，而且一提都不留给你。
Not only said the men can go, not only to add the women and the children, not only the flock and the livestock, actually all of us, not a single hoof will be left behind.
弟兄姊妹，这是向着主一个绝对的奉献。
This is an absolute consecration.
这是向着撒旦一个绝对的拒绝。
This is an absolute rejection towards Satan.
这是我们个人在祭坛面前一个绝对的心智。
This is our absolute will before the altar.
这就是约书亚说的，至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
This is like what Joshua said, as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
虽然侍奉神是理所当然的。
Even though it's true, it's the right thing for us to serve the Lord.
但是神从来不勉强我们。
But actually, God will never compel us.
所以耶稣要说，若你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，你们就可以选择自己所要侍奉的神。
Then you can actually choose the kind of Lord Jehovah you want to serve.
但是至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But as far as for me and my household, we must serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我真的希望在座的做父母的，尤其做弟兄的。在家里面，我们真是要做一家属灵的头，为着神家的属灵祷告。
Brothers and sisters, especially those men who are the head of the household, we should be the head, to be the spiritual head for the family.
我们绝对不能放弃我们的下一代。
We cannot give up on our next generation.
我们绝对不能妥协于这个世代的邪恶。
We cannot compromise to the evil of this world.
我们要带着我们的全家，像约书亚这么绝对的。至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We should take our whole family and just be like Joshua to be so absolute that me and my household will serve the Lord.
我们现在进到第二堂，我们要蒙召成为属天的子民。
In the second session, we are going to be called to be heavenly people.
那个属天好像是一件很抽象的事情。
It's something so abstract to be heavenly.
天不仅仅讲到它是一个超越的地位。
The heavenly not only goes beyond a position.
当我们今天讲到属天的时候，
When we say we are of heaven,
讲到我们的生命，我们 性质，我们的境界都要属天。
That even our the environment, everything is all of heaven.
它不光是一个源头的问题。
Not only is the beginning.
它也是一个性质的问题，它也是一个境界的问题。
It's also something that we live in the present tense.
同样呢，它也是一个原则的问题。
It's also a matter of principle.
所以，当我们重生得救，成为属神的人以后
，So when we are saved and born again, that we belong to God.
神也是召我们成为一个属天的子民。
That God called us to be a heavenly people.
啊，天说到那个超越。
The heaven to say that it has crossed over.
天说到一个完全不同的性质。
Heaven talks about something that's totally different nature.
天说到一个不同的境界，不同的范围。
It's almost a different environment, different circumstance.
同样的，天也说到一些不同的原则、法则，在这里管理，在这里带领我们。
There's a different principle and regulation that is governing this.
所以我们不仅仅得到了属天的生命和超凡的地位。
Not only do we have the heavenly life as something that's a beyond position that we have.
我们更是要在这个属天的大能和境界的里面活出属天的生活和见证来。
In an environment situation that we will live out the testimony of heaven.
在我这一辈子除了圣经以外改变我的几本重要的书哈。
Besides the Bible, in my whole life, there are a couple of books that changed me.
其中一本是 Austin Fox 弟兄《属天道路的先锋》Pioneers of the Heavenly Way.
And one book is by T. Austin Fox, Pioneers of the Heavenly Way.
弟兄姊妹，我读那本书的时候，我跟你说，我没有办法一下子读很多，我读了几段，我就必须停下来祷告，因为那些话太强了。
That these words are so strong, but since I couldn't finish a whole book at one time, I have to read sections, and I will have to come and kneel down.
怎么样？你把 Sparks 这本书整个总结起来，我觉得就是这几句话，讲到我们这一般人是自天而来，为天而活，向天而去的人。
The summary of this book is that we are people from heaven, we live for heaven, we journey toward heaven.
说到我们这一般人是从天而来的。
That those of us are from heaven.
我们里面得到的是属天的生命。
The life that we have is a heavenly life.
因为圣经里面也说我们是从神生的。
The Bible also said that we are born of God.
同样的，当我们在地上过生活的时候
，especially when we live on this earth，
我们整个的生活的中心，我们是为着天而活着的。
The center of our living is for the heaven.
圣经上说到，我们这次说到，我们是同蒙天召的人啊。
That those of us who have the same heavenly calling，
我们是要为天而活。
We are to live for heaven.
而我们整个脚踪是向天而去的。
That our footsteps is going toward heaven.
圣经里面有一个很好的一个表号，一个 symbol， 讲到属天，讲到超越。
There is a great symbol in the Bible that talks about what belongs to heaven.
就是讲到老鹰。
Talks about eagle.
少年人要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
The young man may grow weary, and the strong man may grow weary.
唯有等候耶和华的。
But those who wait upon the Lord,
他们必要重新得力。
That they will regain their strength.
他们要像鹰一样展翅上腾。
They shall be like eagle rising on high.
他们奔跑不困倦，行路不疲乏。
They'll be run and not be weary.
就是怎么样？当我们生活在属天的境界和能力里的时候。
That when we really live in this heavenly situation.
任何仇敌来。
When no matter what enemy comes.
我们可以立刻离地上升的。
We can just be separated from the world.
当我们一下发现我们不在天的境界里的时候
，When we realize that we're not in this heavenly,
我们能够很容易的回到我们该有的地位和境界里面。
Then we will go back to where we are belonging.
这叫做属天的超越。
This is talking about going beyond and heavenly.
我记得我去年十月来Morristown 的时候，跟你们举了一个例子，就是这个老母鸡跟老鹰的不同哈。
I talk about the difference between hen as well as eagle when I came to Morris Plains last October.
在我小时候成长的这个家乡台南有一个军用的机场哈。
When I grew up in Tainan, there is a,
有一个 airport.
There was an airport, army airport.
他们那个美军的飞机都是很旧很旧的。
And those, airplanes are very, very old.
那个有一个运输机我们叫它老母机。
And there's a really old plane that we call an old hen type of airplane.
因为它每次起飞的时候它花很长的时间很笨重这样子要慢慢慢慢慢慢跑。
Every time the airplane is going to take off, it makes a lot of loud voice and noise, and then it goes very slowly, it's very heavy going upward.
我怎么没有听到然后当它 make a turn, 转弯的时候呢又开始提高几度又开始叫。
And then when it turns, it will make the sound.
等到他真正的跑道的时候，又开始，又开始叫叫叫叫很久，他慢慢起飞。
When went to runway, it will make the same noise, and it will finally going up and ascend.
而你看他们现代的武器，绝对不是这样子的。
Even now, the equipment, there's no way it's like this.
你看他那些 fighter, 他可以在原地活起来，咻就跑掉了。
Like the fighter planes, they could just come up and then they just go right away.
啊，弟兄姊妹啊，弟兄姊妹，这个叫做超越，像老鹰也一样，老鹰不像母鸡在地上跑个老半天飞不起来的。
This is like going beyond, like the eagle. The eagles are not like hen who run on the earth and cannot fly up.
他能够立刻展翅就上腾了。
And immediately can just turn forth and go up, ascend on high.
我们是不是属天的子民？
Are we those that belong to heaven?
我们有没有属天的生命？
Do we have the heavenly life?
但是弟兄姊妹，我们有没有属天的表现和见证？
But do we have the testimony and the representation of heaven?
你看，多少时候我们来到聚会里面，我们像老母鸡一样，一直叫。
When we come to meetings, we're just like an old hen making the noise, like that.
祷告不出来，唱诗不出来。
We cannot sing song hymns and we cannot pray.
等到终于起飞的时候已经散会了。
When I'm about to take off, actually the meeting's over.
你看我们今天早上唱活着为耶稣哈。
Look at this morning when we're singing Living for Jesus.
我跟你说主耶稣在这里他听会很难过的你知道吗
If Jesus was here to listen, he's going to feel really bad.
耶稣我主我救主我将自己给你哦，弟兄姊妹，他唱得快死了。
You can see the singing of the refrain. It seems like he's about to die.
那你唱到主耶稣在十字架替我们代死的时候，是把他自己给我们，我们这些快死的人一样在唱歌。
Yeah, you know when Jesus died on the cross for us, he gave us his life, and those of us about to die, we're here singing.
弟兄姊妹，对不起哈，如果冒犯你们，请你们原谅哈。我们唱诗不能这样子唱歌的。
Brothers and sisters, if I offended you, I'm sorry, but we cannot sing hymns like this.
耶稣，我主，我救主。我将自己给你我们唱的是要用爱要把整个人摆到我们的歌词变成祷告向神唱的
And we should sing with love and just a whole heart for going forth
哦，弟兄姊妹多少时候我们这个人真的是一只老母鸡活在旧照的里面不在老旧的里面
And many times we're like an old hen we're in the old self living there
我们要看见我们里面有鹰的生命
We have to see that we have a life of an eagle
我们真是要在主的面前我们知道我们是自天而来为天而活向天而去的人
We really have to know that we came from heaven living for heaven or journey toward heaven
不要忘记我们里面那个尊贵超越的生命
Don't forget that precious and royal noble life in us
我们在地上的生活
The life that we live on earth,
我们是为着天的
It's for heaven.
我们知道有一天我们都要去见神
We know one day we're going to see our God.
在地上我们不需要告诉别人是基督徒我们就要活出基督的馨香来的
We don't really have to tell others we're Christians. We just have to live out the Christ in
our life. 以色列百姓身上要带着一个蓝色的袋子显明他们是属天的百姓
And the Israelites have to have a blue tassel to say the tassel that they belong to God.
他们身上要有属天的记号
That there is a sign that the heaven
但弟兄姊妹我们何等希望我们真的是借着我们的生活我们的生命我们就是活出我们属天的样子来
I really hope our life and how we live that we truly live out Christ
我上个礼拜在德国的时候接待我的弟兄姊妹他们非常不容易哈
Last week in Germany those that welcomed me in Germany
他们才刚刚信主不到五年的
They just believe in the Lord not more than 5 years
那这个经济不好他们是做贸易的做这个木材
啊 Their economy is not good they're business people
他们一整年一个生意都没做到。
That in the whole year they did not have one business.
啊，但是我们去的时候打开家接待我们。
But when we went there, they opened their house and welcomed us.
那我们这次去的时候，他说最近终于有了一些生意来了。
And when we went there, they said recently there's some business that came.
很少。
But very little.
然后他就跟我们做见证。
He gave us a testimony.
他说那天有一个顾客很不合理的打电话回来。
There was a customer one day very just wrongly called us.
因为有第一个人跟他买了一大批，所以他的价格就比较低，卖给他们哈。
So because the first person bought a lot from them, and then so they lowered the price.
那这个打电话来的，因为只订一点点，所以他的价格当然要高，对不对啊
？So this customer, you know, he bought only a little bit. Of course, the price should be a little higher.
所以他不晓得怎么打听到那一个大量买购的人的价格比较低，他就很生气，打电话来吵。
So he doesn't know how he found out the other person who bought a lot quantity and had a lower price, so he got very angry and called.
你任何做生意买东西都知道，你多买几样有 discount 嘛，所以比较低。你少买当然就是正常的价格。
We know those of us do business. If you buy a lot, you have a discount. If you buy little, you don't have the discount.
他说他怎么跟他讲，他都不能接受，一直在电话里面，所以他说他又火了，他讲话口气比较硬一点。
So he said no matter how much he tried to reason with this customer, he couldn't, and he got angry and started raising his voice.
他说你要买就买，你不要买就算了。
So if you want to buy, buy. If you don't want, so be it.
他就把电话挂断了。
And he just hung up the phone.
但是挂断以后，他里面就一直不舒服。
After he hung the phone, he felt very wrong in his heart.
他觉得这样子不像个基督徒。
He felt that's not really Christian.
哦，他的脾气原来是非常直接的一个人。
Actually, his temperament is very straightforward.
可是你发现了没有，这个人信主以后，里面有个属天的性质。
But after you believe in God, you realize that there is a heavenly nature.
他已经开始被一个属天的原则在管理他。
That there is a heavenly principle that's governing him.
他说我并没有说我要得到，一定要得到这笔生意，只是我不高兴，我为了我的态度，我觉得我不安。
He says, I actually don't really care for this business, but I didn't like my attitude.
所以他第二天一早他就打电话到中国去，他跟这个人抱歉。
So the second day he called this person customer and said sorry to the customer.
他说我仍然是同样的话哈，你要买就买，不买就不买哈，那我价格也不改变，我是为了我昨天的态度跟你道歉。
He says, you know, I have the same thing. If you want to buy, buy. If you don't want, don't buy it. But, I just want to apologize for my attitude the day before.
那另外一个人要买他的东西，就跟他说你如果要做我这个生意的话，你在报价的上面帮我价格报低一点，因为我进口的关税可以少一点。
So there's another person want to buy from him. He says, you know, when you're putting the receipt, just put a little less because then there's less tax that I have to pay.
他说我的钱仍然照我们合约的钱给你，但是你报价的时候报低一点。
But you know, the money that I have to give you, the business dealing, it's the same amount of money, but then when you put on the receipt, put less for the tax purpose.
弟兄姊妹，这对在经济 tsunami 然后等了一年多没有生意的人，这是一个 temptation 啊，一个很大的试探。
This is a big temptation for someone that has to go through the financial tsunami.
他想我反正可以拿到钱，报不报价那是你，那个怎么报那是你的事情。
So you know, because you know, as long as I get the money, I don't care how you report your tax.
但是里面他马上知道他这是不对的。
But inside him, he said, this is not right.
所以他就告诉他。
So he says to the customer.
他说对不起，我没有办法答应你这件事情。
He says, I'm sorry, I cannot say yes to this.
你如果真的不想买，我也没办法。但是 我是基督徒，我没有办法撒谎做这件事情。
But if you don't want to buy, I'm sorry. I'm a Christian. I cannot lie.
对方态度就改变了。然后隔了几天以后，又打电话回来，说我决定还是跟你买。
So the other party, the attitude changed, and after several days, said, I'm still going to buy from you.
弟兄姊妹，天不是一个抽象高高在上的东西而已。
But sisters, heaven is not an abstract thing that's so high up there.
天跟你我发生绝对的关系。
The heaven has an absolute connection between you and I.
我们是从天而来。
We are from heaven.
我们在地上是为着天而活着。
That we are living on earth for heaven.
一个真正属神属天的人。
A person who really belongs to God in heaven.
他如果不是为着天而活着。
If he's not living for heaven.
如果他不是活在一个属天的境界里面的话。
If he's not living the environment circumstance of heaven.
他就不可能有满足。
Then he cannot have satisfaction.
他就好像那个鱼离开的水一样，他就不可能再有安息的。
Just like the,
不可能有安息，像鱼离开水一样。
Just like, he will not have rest, just like a fish leaving water.
以前一个小弟弟问他哥哥说，哥哥啊，为什么这些小金鱼都要放在鱼缸里面，放在水里面？
A young brother asked the, sister asked the brother, you know, how come all these goldfish have to be in the water?
他哥哥说，哎呀，因为外面有猫嘛，笨。
And the brother said, how stupid, because outside there's cats.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不是因为怕仇敌，所以要属天。
Brothers and sisters, not because we're afraid of the enemy that we want to be of heaven.
我们不是因为怕猫、怕仇敌、吼叫的狮子把我们吞吃了，所以要爱主。
We're not loving God because we're afraid of cats or afraid of the roaring lion that would devour us.
当我们真遇见神、真认识神的时候，弟兄姊妹啊，我们如果不为天活，如果不是在属天的境界，你发现我们里面没有满足、没有安息。
If we really belong to God, if we don't want to live for heaven, if we're not in the Lord, we know that within we don't have rest.
啊，明明是太太错，吵了架以后我里面不安，我先去跟她道歉。弟兄姊妹，这是一个属灵的人。
Even I know it's the wife who is wrong, but after we fight, I know I still went all back and then said sorry. That's a heavenly person.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望我们里面认识什么叫做属灵，什么叫做属天。
Brothers and sisters, we truly hope that we can understand what is of heaven, what is of spiritual.
而这个属天的呼召。
And this spiritual calling.
啊，对我们的意义，我至少只讲我弄三个点题哈，因为没有太多的时间。
Meaning to us, I have three points.
啊，第一件事情，他叫我们能够与三而一的神联合。
The first thing is that we can be in union with the triune God.
我们呼召出来，彼得后书第一章第四节叫我们与神的性情有份。
In 2 Peter chapter 1 says that we had partaken the divine nature of God.
我们成为 the partakers of his divine nature. 我们跟神的性情可以有份。
That we are partakers of his divine nature.
希伯来书3章14节让我们跟基督有份 partake of Christ.
In Hebrews 3:13 that we are partakers of Christ.
希伯来书第6章第4节让我们看见我们是跟圣灵有份。
In Hebrews 6:4 that we are partakers of the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书第一章第九节我没有列在讲义上面啊。
I didn't put it down in your outline, but 1 Corinthians 1:9.
保罗说你们原是被他所召，这个他是讲到神。
That originally you were called by him, and that him is God.
我们被召的目的早上说是侍奉神。
We said the purpose of our calling is to serve God in the
morning. 底下这节圣经讲到我们被召的目的是什么。
Here it tells us when we're called, what's the purpose of being called?
好与他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
So that we have fellowship and partake with his son and Christ.
有的翻译叫做 call into the fellowship of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
We're called into the fellowship with his son Jesus Christ.
你知道 Campbell Morgan 讲哥林多前书的时候。
When Campbell Morgan talks about 1 Corinthians,
他讲完第一章第九节，他说《哥林多前书》就应该直接跳到第十五章五十八节。
After chapter 1 verse 9, you should go to the end, 15 verse 18.
他说所有中间插进来都是插进来的话，在处理哥林多教会各样的问题。
And because all the words in between is to deal with the problems in Corinth.
但是保罗写《哥林多前书》的时候，他心中所看的是一个非常高的事情，神召我们进入跟他儿子的交通里面。
When Paul wrote Corinthians, he saw something very high, revelation that he called us.To have fellowship with his son.
所以他劝我们，告诉我们不要灰心，在主里面所有的劳苦都不是徒然的。
So he just talks to us and encourages us that all the works that we do in Christ is not in vain.
啊，因为我们被召进来，要跟他的儿子一同得份。
Because we are called so that we can partake with his son.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是太宝贵的第一件事情哈。
This is such a precious matter, the first thing.
讲到属天的一个连结，跟神、跟他儿子、跟圣灵。能够联合，能够 partake of 这个三个一的神。
Union with the triune God, with the heaven, partake of divine nature, Christ and the Holy Spirit.
啊，第二件事情是有份于神永远的旨意。
The second is to partake of God's eternal purpose.
啊，启示录第四章十一节讲到万物是因着神的旨意被创造而有的。
In Revelation 4:11, all things were created because of God's will.
请大家注意到第一件事情就是我们被创造是为着神的旨意而被创造。
The first thing to pay attention, we are being created, it's according to His will.
讲到我们存在的目的。
We talk about the reason.
为着神的荣耀和神的旨意。
It is for His will and for His glory.
第二件事情，提后第一章第九节说，他又以圣召召我们，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。
In 2 Timothy 1:9 talks about that he called us into holy calling according his purpose and grace.
我们不仅仅创造是为着他的旨意。
Not only we are created according to his will.
而且我们是按着他的旨意被召出来。
According to His will, we are called forth.
因为这些被造的已经违背了神当初造万有、造人的目的和价值。
Because these created things already went against the original value of why they were created.
所以他把我们给召出来，照着他起初的旨意 ，back to the beginning， 把我们给召出来。
So therefore, He called us all the way back to the beginning of why He called us.
而罗马书八章三十节又告诉我们，这些招来的人，他是照着他的荣耀和旨意来制作我们。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 30, that He called us, He justified, and then according to His will.
有弟兄姊妹，我们被造或是存在的目的是为了他的旨意。
That we are called the way we are live, the reason for existence is for his purpose.
当人软弱失败背离的时候，神就把我们再回到起初他的旨意里面，把我们给招出来。
That when we are defeated, when we're weak, God will bring us back to the original intention.
神从来不妥协的。
God will never compromise.
然后他就照着起初那个纯全善良可喜悦的旨意，他调度万事，叫万事互相效力，他来制作我们，把我们磨成神儿子的形象，要把我们带到荣耀里去。
According to the good and pleasing will, He will cause all things to work together according to that perfect will.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们被召不仅仅跟三而一的神连结，讲到我们生命的性质境界是属天的。
So we are called not only when we talk about the nature of our life that we are of heaven.
讲到我们存在的目的，我们的使命也是要为神的旨意，为天做见证。
And the purpose of existence, the command is really to testify for heaven.
就有份于神永远的旨意。
So that we can partake with the eternal purpose of God.
有一次有一个传道人，他这个每一次在教会开特会的时候，他会后总会呼召弟兄姊妹更新奉献。
That every time this pastor, when he talks a message in the end, he will call to ask for a revival of people want to be in consecrated.
呼召他们起来做基督的精兵，为主活着。
To call out so that they can become the ambassador for Christ.
那他们中间有一个弟兄，就是每一年他呼召的时候，他都不出来。
But there was a brother within them that no matter how much he calls each year, he won't come out.
他刚刚在想说，因为刚得救，所以他给他一点时间，没想到他常年下来，他都不出来。
So、initially, he was thinking this brother, he just got saved.So that's why he's not calling out, coming forward.
有一天这个传道人
waiting.
有一天这个传道人实在受不了，就问他，他说：“某某弟兄，为什么我每次呼召你们出来，做基督的精兵，奉献给神，你都不出来
？”So then one time he just said, "Brother, how come every time I call forth to be an ambassador, you never come forth?"
他说：“做基督的精兵我不敢。”他说：“我是 undercover， 我是做便衣的。
”He said, "I cannot be an ambassador. I'm undercover."
我是混在外邦人中间的。
I'm one who just live among the Gentiles.
弟兄姊妹啊，神不需要变异啊。
God doesn't need people.
神叫我们显在这个弯曲悖谬的世代，要像明光照耀，把生命的道表明出来。
We're not hidden among the Gentiles, but we're living in the light among all people.
我们活出天的原则，天的见证来啊。
That we're living the testimony and the principle of heaven.
第三个说到我们承受属灵产业和应许。
The third that talks about we will inherit.The will and the promise of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？神召我们三件这么荣耀的事情。
That these are three things that's glorious that God had called us.
召我们进入跟父子圣灵的联合。
So that we can be connected with the Father and Son.
哦，这三节圣经都太宝贝了。Partaker of His divine nature, partaker of Christ, partaker of Holy Spirit, of the Holy Spirit.
These three verses are just so precious, partaker of divine nature, Christ and Holy Spirit.
第二件事情，召我们有份于他伟大的旨意。
The second thing that we're partaker of his eternal purpose.
第三件事情，召我们承受一切的应许和祝福。
And then the third thing is that we're partaker to receive inheritance of promise and all blessing.
跟众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
That we will have partakers inheritance of saints in the light.
同盟应许。
And fellow partakers of the
promise. 好，我们现在回到出埃及记了哈。
Now we're coming back to Egypt.
神的百姓被神大能的作为从埃及里面释放出来。
That God has saved because of His great works all the Israelites out of Egypt.
底下就讲到他们开始走旷野的路程。
And then it talks about the road in the way in the wilderness.
今天早上我们小组有个弟兄问说，神为什么多此一举把雅各打发下去，又再把他们带回迦南地？
The brother asked, how come God did this? He smote Jacob and then he took him out and then brought him back in.
虽然有很多圣经学者也告诉我们说，在埃及地是把最好的歌珊地给他们，让以色列百姓可以在最短的时间能够很安息，很舒服的环境里面，他们一直能够繁衍子孙，成为一个民族。
But even though in many Bible commentaries talks about Israelites can live in the best of Egypt and really have rest and enjoy all things there.
他们原来不过只是雅各家十二个孩子，后来变成十二个支派。
They're just actually 12 people that belong to the house of Jacob, but actually then they become the 12 tribes.
所以当他们被带出来的时候，他们已经有一个国，一个民族的这个 capacity 了。
So when it came out, they were actually like a nation, like a capacity.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要从另外一个角度来看，神容许他们下来，把他们带出来。
So from a different angle, God had allowed him to have these things to bring him out.
我们回头想一想整个以色列，因为我请大家预习以色列出埃及进迦南的历史部分哈。
So let's go back and then review how the Israelites came out.
好，我现在来验收一下哈，大家想想看，以色列百姓从出埃及到进迦南旷野的这一段路，到底有什么价值
？Let's look at what is the value of the Israelites go from Egypt to Canaan.
到底在这一段的经历里面，他们怎么样子在这里经历神？
During this time of wilderness, how did they experience God?
他们怎么样子借着这一段的经历来认识他们所信的神
？How did they, through the experience of wilderness, know God?
有没有人愿意回答我
？Anybody want to answer?
你们都好客气。
So quiet.
好谦卑。
So humble.
还是好赖皮。
Doesn't want to answer.
弟兄姊妹，我没有时间跟你们浪费。我们至少从五件事情看一下。
So then five different things we will see.
第一个，他们在旷野里面，他们经历神亲自的带领和引导。
Because in the wilderness, first they experienced firsthand God's leading.
神用云柱火柱引导他们。
He used a pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
弟兄姊妹，你说这是不是我们信耶稣得救以后我们常有的经历？
Isn't that the experience that we have once we believe in God?
我们整个信主以后的这个天路历程里面，我们对神第一件事情就是经历他的同在，经历他按着他的旨意来带领我们。
In our pilgrim's progress after we believe in God, isn't that what we experience, that He Himself leading us?
民数记第九章告诉我们，云柱留在会幕上面，不管是两天、一个月、一年，他们就不往前走啊。
In Numbers it says the cloud will stay over the tabernacle for 2 days, 2 years, or 2 months. If they stay there, they won't go.
所以有些环境你想要逃都逃不掉的，因为云柱火柱还没动。
So some circumstances, you know, you want to escape from it, you can't because the cloud did not move.
我们功课还没学好的。
We have not learned the lesson.
有些环境你想赖也赖不住，神云柱火柱动了。
You want to escape or run away from this environment, no matter what happens, you can't. If you want to keep this environment, you can't because the cloud is moving.
而且很有意思，你把以色列走旷野的路程，你发现神带领他们，有的时候是折回，有的时候是绕行，有的时候是绕道。
So you look at the history, sometimes it's going back, sometimes going around, that's how God leads them, it's different ways.
好，神按着神百姓的度量，按着他纯全的旨意带领他们的。
Then God, through the capacity of His children, will lead them.
这个点我们等一下会再回来。
We'll come back to this point.
第二件事情。
The second point.
他们在旷野里面经历神丰富的供应。
That in the wilderness, they have experienced the abundance.Abundant provision of God.
圣经上告诉我们有随着他们的灵磐石。
And we know that the water goes with them.
约翰福音第六章告诉我们从天上降下来的玛纳。
We talk about the manna that comes from heaven in 1 John chapter 1.
弟兄姊妹啊，每一个退休会哈，管饭食的弟兄姊妹其实都是很辛苦的，你们是包给别人哈。
But you know, in every conference, special meeting, whoever is in charge of food is actually a lot of hard labor. But here we have other people taking.
你知道圣经学者告诉我们，以色列人出埃及大概大人加孩子大概将近300万个人。
We know in biblical scholars tell us that the Israelites when they came out, women, men, everybody's about 3 million.
在座的妈妈或是爸爸做个饭给一家四口，有时候都很烦哈。
The mother and father cooking for a household of four, it's a lot of work.
300万个人的饭不容易。
3 million people, the food, it's not easy.
而且吃40年。
And they have to eat for 40 years.
生命记在这里告诉我们，第八章告诉我们，他们的衣服没有穿破，脚没有走肿。
But in Numbers 8, it tells that their clothes did not wear out, their feet did not wear out.
有什么样不容易啊
It's not easy, brothers.
我们日用的饮食它每一天都应时的供应我们。
The food that we eat every day at the proper set time, He will give it to us.
有什么样只要我们真的在主的面前带着渴慕带着信心每天打开圣经好好的有灵修生活神一定赐给我们应时的粮食。
Brothers and sisters, if we will have a proper spiritual devotion in the morning when we open the Bible, He will definitely give us the right amount of food for that day.
不需要像某些弟兄讲的说他每个礼拜到了礼拜天好像汽车的油只剩下最后一滴滑进教会加油站来加油啊。
It's like some brothers and sisters say, you know, at how Sunday, they have a little bit gas left in the car and they just slide into church.
还有一些人讲得很严重每个礼拜天是送进教会来打点滴的。
And sometimes some people said more seriously that came to receive, IV in the church on every Sunday.
就表示平常都没有吃，饿到没有力量了。
It just said that they didn't eat during the weekdays. They're to a point they have no energy.
一个多月前，我们教会有位中国大陆的教会领袖来拜访我们啊，来看我们。
About a month ago, someone from China came to visit us.
啊，他要走以前，我们教会几个同工请他出去吃这个中国的buffet啊。
He was about to leave, and several brothers and sisters took him out to a Chinese buffet.
啊，那天我们在吃饭的时候呢，正好有一个从澳洲来的弟兄啊，我们也请他一起去了。他在吃饭的时候，他跟我们讲。
And when we're eating, there's a brother from Australia who also came and joined us for lunch.
他说有人形容吃buffet最高的境界。
Some people said that the highest point of eating buffet.
啊，就是手扶着墙进来，然后手扶着墙回去。
That you hold onto the sidewalk when you come into buffet, and then you hold the same way when you walk out.
你们听得懂我的意思吗？就是饿到都走不动了，要扶着墙进来。
所以 they're so hungry to a point that they have to hold on to the wall to walk in.
然后撑的都走不出去，要扶着墙才能走出去。
He ate so much, I can't walk anymore. He had to hold on to the wall to walk out.
然后我们旁边一个弟兄还不服气，他说救护车送来，救护车送回去。
And then brother said, "Oh no, we need an ambulance to take us here. Ambulance to take us out."
那样子太悲惨了。
It's really tragic.
你看我们多少时候我不晓得你们我从小到大在教会长大，然后在团契啊查经班各式各样的不同的聚会里面。
I don't know about you, ever since I was young, I lived in a church, different fellowship, that's how I grew it up.
啊，我从小就很喜欢一个祷告，也常常这么祷告，要说主啊，我们空空的来，你让我们饱饱的回去。
When I was young, I really liked this prayer, that we were coming empty-handed, but we will go back very full.
那这个都叫做吃buffet的祷告。
These are all the eating buffet.Prayer.
那你们不要光笑，做个这样子祷告的，请举手，好吧
？So how many people pray like this?
这么少啊！啊，你们都不渴慕嘛
？Oh, you don't really long for things.
哎呀，我们常常都说主啊，我空空的来，求你让我饱饱的回去。
Oh, I come in empty-handed, and then I will go back being full.
弟兄姊妹，讲到我们的渴慕的心智是可以这样子用哈。
When we're talking about our longing spirit, we can use it like this.
啊，讲到我们生活的实际的时候就不能这样子了。
But if we talk about the practical living, we cannot use this.
不能每次来教会，每一个都空空的来，那怎么饱饱的回去呢
？No, we can't say everybody coming empty-handed, and how can we go back full?
我们怎么可能每一次来都是空空的来呢
？How can we just be empty-handed when we come?
主是。日用的饮食他今天就赐给我们了。
That God is our food every day. Today he will shed.
灵磐石是随着我们的灵磐石，你要喝就喝了。
And the rock that, you know, the water, whenever you want to drink, you'll just drink.
所以芬妮·克罗斯比一路我们救主引领的第二节，他说看哪，面前就是磐石，不是前面就是磐石。
You know, we see on the road that here it's a rock. It's not be further away. It's right here in front of you.
口渴的就可以喝的。
If you're thirsty, you could just drink.
这都讲到耶稣。
It talks, it's all talked about.
第三件事情讲到我们在这里经历了神的启示。
And here we also experience the revelation.
神把山上的样式颁布给我们。
God gave us the heavenly pattern.
把圣洁生活的条例颁布给我们。
Give us the detail of how we live.For us.
让我们看见我们怎么样成为一个分别为圣的人，过分别为圣的生活。
And tell us how we can be one who lives separated unto holiness.
我明天早上要讲到山上的样式，告诉我们神要得到的居所和建造是什么。
Tomorrow we're going to talk about the heavenly pattern, what kind of dwelling place He wants.
神让我们在这里认识他的旨意，认识他的法则，认识他在我们身上要得到的是什么。
Here God wants us to know His will, His principle, and what we can know from His will.
而让我们能够照着神的旨意来生活来侍奉。
So that we can live according to His will and serve according to His will.
第四件事情，他让我们在这里经历属灵的征战。
And here we can experience the spiritual battle.
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经上每一次属灵的每一次的征战。
Dear brothers and sisters, every time there's a spiritual battle.
像约书亚记里面、士师记里面的这些征战。不同的仇敌不同的征战都说到不同征战的性质和得胜之路
like the battles whether in Joshua Judges talk about the different nature and how you overcome these battles
所以一定要好好读约书亚记四世纪里面的每一场征战
so you have to look at every single battle in Joshua and Judges carefully.
它不是只是将近三千几百年前的历史而已，它跟你我今天发生绝对的关系。
It's not just a history in the past, but actually has a very special connection with you and I today.
第五件事情。
The fifth point.
也是在旷野里面非常重要而不可少的一件事情。
In the wilderness, something that's very important that cannot be lacked.
就是让我们在这里经历我们的肉体被神显明，被神对付。
That we can, our flesh will be revealed before us and be dealt by God.
哎呀，你看以色列百姓出来的时候浩浩荡荡，耶和华的军队，哇，好神气哈！
You see, Israelites when they come out, God's army, they feel they're so strong and great.
连狗都不敢跟他们随便摇尾巴的。
Even the dog cannot just shake his tail.
生气得不得了啊！
They just they're very bold.
我入了主军队，我入了主军队，砰砰。
生气很了。They're very very strong.
一到旷野里面，我跟你讲，这些人真的是惨不忍睹啊！
When they reach the wilderness, it's a different story.
哪里是精兵呢？个个都是老弱残兵，埋怨、抱怨、拿石头打人、哭，这是他们三大本事。
They're not no longer soldiers. They just cry, they whine, and they're always in weakness and defeat.
他们埋怨，对神充满了埋怨。
They complain so much before God.
埋怨不完就拿石头打人，伤害人，对人就是打石头，弄石头打。
They complain to a point that they will hit people with rocks.
对自己就是可怜自己啊，哭啊。
They just cry because they feel sorry.
你看民数记，他们为了没有肉吃，圣经上告诉我们，个人站在个人的帐篷门口哭嚎啊。
That either when they don't have any meat to eat, they stand in front of the tent and they're crying out loud.
还不是少数人。
It's not just a few people.
全部都在哭。
Everybody's crying.
还好那天在旷野里面。
It's good that they're in the wilderness.
不然神真丢脸，我告诉你。
The God will lose face.
没有肉吃，整个百姓都在哭啊。
There's no meat to eat. The entire tribe, Israelites were crying.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的很不像样，神一路上暴露我们的肉体啊。
But you know that God gave us a lot of meat to eat along our way.
我们太不认识自己。
We really don't know ourselves.
神是照着本相认识我们。
That God will know us through our own nature.
但是问题是我们不认识自己啊。
But we don't know ourselves.
所以我们需要神一再的显明。
So we need God to continue revealing.
神所有的显明是为了医治。
So there's one purpose for all his revelation.
神所有的拆毁是为了建造。
All his tearing down is for building up.
十字架不是神的目的，基督才是神的目的。
Cross is not the goal of God. Christ is the goal of God.
神倒空了，用他自己来充满。
God emptied himself and then enter ourselves and
so
we can be filled by him.
永远是积极的神。
Our God is always an active God.
所以你说旷野这段经历有没有它的价值？
So you see, is there a value to the way in the wilderness?
充满了价值。
It's full of value.
在我们一路上往前去的时候，我们经历神亲自的同在，亲自神的带领。
That in a whole way we experience our Lord's personal leading.
我们每一个人都可以做这个见证。
Everybody can testify for.
哎呀，我们经历神丰富的供应。
That we experience the abundant provision of God.
并不是代表我们人生没有碰到困难，碰到缺乏。
It's not to say that we don't have anything lacking in our lives or we need difficulties.
你发现旷野百姓没有一个是饿死的。
You can see in the wilderness, nobody died because of hunger.
只有因为不顺服而倒闭旷野，从来没有一个饿死的。
Nobody died because of hunger, they died because of their sin.
神的供应永远够的。
God's provision is always enough.
在这里经历神的启示，让我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
That you will have the revelation, God, that you truly will know.
我们知道他的旨意，知道他的要求。
We know his what he requires and what is his will.
我们在这里经历学习我们未曾晓得的战事。
That we know the battle, we experience the battle that God wants us to know.
除去我们往前一切的难阻，让我们能够承受基督里的丰富。
So that we can take away all the difficulty in front of us, that we can go into his glory.
我们在这里经历神的对我们肉体的显明和对付和制作。
That we can understand what God's revealing the flesh to us and how he deals with the flesh.
这整个旷野经历属灵的意义。
The entire meaning, spiritual meaning, the wilderness.
我可以给你们多借几分钟吗
？I can borrow a few more minutes.
我把这个属天道路的法则很快的讲一下，好吗
？I'm going to talk about the principles of the heavenly way.
弟兄姊妹，这是前面讲的这五个点是旷野经历的必须，它为什么有它的重要性在哪里
？I talk about the five important points why they must have the things that are experienced in the wilderness.
而你在民数记里面你发现神的百姓一路往迦南地去的时候
that you see in numbers that Israelites going toward Canaan
神是照着属天的法则在这里引领这一班属天的百姓 过属天的生活。
That God had led these heavenly people through the principles of heavenly way.
有一次我读民数记的时候，突然这三节经文跳出来，让我觉得整个民数记亮起来哈。
And then suddenly, when I'm reading, there's three verses that came forth.
诗篇103篇告诉我们，以色列百姓们是晓得神的作为，但是摩西却认识神的法则。
In Psalm 103, he says that he had made known his way to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel.
百姓是根据神的作为来认识神。
The people know the deeds of God. That's how they know God.
哎呀，神施恩给我，我感谢神，我赞美神。
That God give us grace, blessing, thank the Lord, praise the Lord.
哦，神显大能，我们就赞美神大能的作为。
When God does His great work, we praise His great work.
哎呀，我们口渴了，没有水喝，我们就埋怨神，神怎么搞的呢
？So we're thirsty. We complain to God. What's wrong with you, God?
哎呀，我们没有肉吃，我们心血枯竭，我们就想打摩西哈。我们都是根据我们的经历、需要、眼见、环境来过生活，这叫做百姓。
And then people, it's like you know, we have no meat to eat. We complain to Moses. We hit Moses. We always live in this condition.
百姓是认识神的作为，但是摩西却知道神的法则。
The Israelites know the deeds of God, but then actually His ways are known to Moses.
那整个走旷野的路，我这里列了三个最基本的法则啊。
That there are three principles of walking in the wilderness.
第一件事情，民数记第十章十二节告诉我们，以色列人就按着站往前行。
That the son of Israel set out in the journey according to the designed steps.
哦，甚至有的翻译叫做 set out by stages， 神是根据一个台阶一个台阶带领我们往前去的。
And God had led us through different stages.
哦、你用我们的话来说哈
，using our words，
叫做凡事都有神的美意。
All things according to the beautiful will of God。
每一站不仅仅是不可少的。
Every stage and step, it's you cannot not have。
啊，每一站不仅仅是有意义的，而且是不可少的。
Not only can you not have, it's also with a beautiful will。
啊，圣经上告诉我们，万事都互相效力。要叫爱神的人得益处。
Bible tells all things work together for the good of those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我决定相信在座的弟兄姊妹，包括年轻人，我们身上现在一定有自己的难处。
Brothers and sisters, I believe everybody, including young people, we must have difficulties in our lives.
我们有我们所谓的自己的处境和遭遇。
That we have the situations that happen to us.
但是在神的心意里面，是万事所有的事情都要为我们效力的。
But in God's will.All things will work together for our benefit.
所有的环境都是要叫我们得真益处的。
That all the circumstances so that we can have real benefit.
如果今天这个环境只是叫我受苦，只是叫我受亏损、受伤害，又怎么我们没有在这里得到神叫这个环境临到我们的目的
？If this environment situation only caused us to suffer loss or defeated, then we really didn't experience why God gave us this circumstance.
我们需要跪到主的面前说：“主，为什么这件事情临到我？你要我学什么？”
We should kneel before God and say, "Why did this thing happen to me? What do you want me to learn from this?"
我们要有一个不甘心，叫做不甘心白白受苦。
We are not willingly to suffer.
我们里面要有一个不能糊涂、盲目的过日子。我们需要知道神这些日子在我身上在做什么。
We cannot be live a confusing life. We must know what is God doing in my life during this life.
到底神所要的是什么
？What does God want us from?
弟兄姊妹。其实在每一个环境里面
But this is actually in every single circumstance.
神所要得着的
What God wants to gain.
永远是被改变的生命
It's always that changed life.
说到我们的生命被改变越来越像耶稣
Talking about our changed life, more and more we are like Christ.
神要得着的是被改变的关系讲到我们跟神的关系必须是第一手而且真实的
What God wants to do is that, the connection that He wants to gain.
所以很多的环境临到的时候我们都不喜欢啊。
And many times some circumstances come to us, we really don't like it.
我们都埋怨神了啊。
We complain to God.
弟兄姊妹啊这个 有个弟兄说他有空能够写书的话他一定要写一本书叫做神从来不会说的话。
One brother said, you know, if he has time, he's going to write a book says all the words that God will never say.
他说他第一句要写说神从来不会讲的话就是哎呀。
So the first words he's going to say is God will never say the word, 哎呀。
那他比较忠于我的翻译哈，那天帮我翻译的姊妹就是 God will never say 哦哦，中国是哎呀，外国是哦哦，那我不晓得希伯来话是什么，反正神不会做错事情。
But God will never do something wrong.
有一个年轻的女孩子去加油。
One young lady went to get gas.
你们东岸的人很有福气，都是 full service， 人家帮你加。
Your East Coast people, you have full service. Other people will take care of gas pumping for you.
我们西岸 full service 要加十几升、二十升的。
But if you want a full service on the West Coast, you have to add about 10 to 12 cents.
所以我们平常下车，以前不是用 credit card， 都是要进去先付钱。你要 fill up 或是要加20块钱。
So when you come to get gas, you have to go give your credit card. You have to request, I want to do $20, and then you would get the credit card to give it to them.
有一天又刮风又下雨的晚上，有个年轻女孩子去加油，进去说我要加20块钱。
One day there was thunderstorm. It was really bad weather. He went in. She needed to get gas.
那出来加，到了5块钱就 stop 了。
And then when he was pumping the gas and said $5, it stopped.
他就跟里面的一直招手，20跟他比20。
He kept waving to the person inside $20.
那个老板好像没看到他一样。
Boss said, "Oh, I almost didn't see her."
她实在气得要命，下雨，她只好跑进去了。
She was so upset, so it's raining. She ran inside.
她说：“我要20块，难道你不知道吗？”
He said, "I wanted $20, didn't you know?"
那个老板非常 calm 啊，非常安静的问她。他说：“小姐，你是一个人，还是你今天有一个人跟你一起来？”
The boss was very calm and said, "You know, are you by yourself or someone else came with you?"
她说：“我自己来。”
He says, "I come."
他说请你不要动声色哈，他因为你刚刚进来给钱的时候，有一个又黑又壮的一个人躲到你车子里面去了。
Oh, so you actually don't move. Actually, when you came in to get money, there was a very big, strong black person.
他说你现在继续跟我讲话，我已经叫警察。
As you're talking to me, I already called the police.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常会在主的面前埋怨神啊。
Brothers, there's a lot of times we'll complain before God.
哎呀，主，我不是跟你要这个吗？
God, didn't I ask you for
this? 你怎么给我这么少呢？
How come it's so little?
你怎么给的不是我要的呢？
How come you gave something that I didn't want?
我们常常对神缺少一个本质的 trust 啊，信任。
So almost we lost the very nature of trust.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，凡事都有他的美意，他是按着赞带领我们。
So we have to know that all things has his beautiful will. That through love, he's carrying us.
有些事情他要保护我们。有些事情他伸手祝福我们，有些环境他要扭转我们的方向，因为他知道我们该往哪里去。
Sometimes in certain environment circumstance, he wants to turn us because he knows where we should go.
他知道我们真正的问题和需要是什么。
He knows our true problem and question.
我们以为我们这里生病了。
We think we are sick here.
但是他知道我们的问题出在另外一个地方。
But he knows that our problem is actually elsewhere.
我们以为是我太太出了问题。
We sometimes think it's my wife that has.
越来越不顺服。
She's not submissive.
哪里晓得问题是出在我们？
Then you realize the problem is.
男性自大主义出问题了。
Then the arrogant self.
又怎么样？神知道怎么做我们。
God knows how to do.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
民数记第二章第二节。
Numbers 2:2.
以色列人要各归在自己的道下，然后对着会幕安营。
The Israelites will camp each by its own standard, and they camp around the tent of meeting at a distance.
按着站一站一站往前去。
That each step, each stage, they're going forward.
每到一站，第一件事情要做的就是上百万的人对着会幕来安营。
That every stage step.Everybody has to do is that millions of people will have to face the tent of meeting.
没有空去讲细节的哈，东西南北各有三个支派对着会幕，有他们的摆法的哈。
I don't have time to talk about the order north, south, east, west. It's all according to a standard.
你把所有的人数加起来，你发现从山上看下去是一个大的十字架，你知道吗？
But if you actually add all the numbers, when you look from heaven down, it's actually a cross.
两边的支派比较短。前后的支派真的就是一个大十字架，所以巴兰在山上一看的时候，他说这是独居的民。
So this is really like a cross on the two sides is very short, the north and south very long. So that's why Balaam on mountain said these are the people living alone.
对着会幕安营，那我们今天属灵不应该讲江湖话，那属灵的话来说是叫做处处与神为中心。
That in the spiritual walk is that in all things we are faithful to God.
God must be the center of our life.
And God must be the center of our life.
如果神今天不是你我生活的中心，
If God is not the center of our lives,
我们的经历就是倒闭旷野。
That our experience will be like the wilderness.
我们就落在仇敌的手下。
That we are going to fall under the hands of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，人生任何一个台阶，任何一个阶段，
That brothers and sisters in different stage of our life.
基督必须是我们的中心。
Christ must be the center.
所以不光是大人的中心，也是我们年轻人的中心。
It's not only the big person, center, also the young people center.
当学生是这样，做事是这样，结婚是这样，生孩子是这样，当了 grandpa, grandmom 还是这样。
When you're a student, you're a young person, you're married, father, mother, grandpa, grandfather, he's still the center.
健康的时候是这样，生病的时候也是这样。
When you're healthy, it's like this. When you're sick, it's like this.
什么时候神不是中心？
When is not the center?
我们的愁苦必然加增。
When he's not the center, then we will suffer.
心理学家告诉我们，一个小孩子每天平均笑400下，那是400次，不是400下。
The psychologist said that each child each day, on average, will smile 400 times.
你知道我们大人一天笑几次吗？
How about adults? You know how many times we smile?
你知道你一天笑几次吗？
Do you know how many times you smile?
猜猜看。
Just guess.
你现在多了一次了。
You have one extra.
大概只有15次而已。
About 15 times.
什么东西叫我们的喜乐掉了呢？
What has caused us to lose our joy?
你说小孩子幼稚嘛，肤浅，所以笑得多。
You said that children, they're naive, they're shallow.
你跟他喊一下，他也跟你笑好几声。
And he will just laugh a couple times.
然后你不会去对一个大人哈，然后他就笑。
You wouldn't go to the adult and go, and then make him like laugh.
好嘛，你除掉这种幼稚的笑声，除掉一半好了嘛。
So let's get rid of all these naive laughs.
啊，变成至少要有200下吧，那200次吧。
啊，
那你再卡掉50%，你应该有100次嘛。
Then let's cut out another 50%, so you've at least 100 times.
怎么会变成15次呢？
How come it's only
15 times? 因为人越长大，越有别的东西抓住了我们。
Because as you grow older and older, there are other things that are catching us.
主以外的东西抓住了我们。
Other things outside of God is catching us.
实在没有时间讲第三件事情。
The third time, we don't have time.
民数记33章，在这里讲到数点神百姓的脚踪的时候。
Numbers on 33, it talks about the steps of God and Israelites.
他用了一句话重复的讲一个 pattern, 一直用，一直用，一直用。
He keeps saying the same words.
他叫以色列人。以色列人从什么地方起行，安营在什么地方
？They journey from blank and camped at blank.
啊，用我们的话就叫做永远与神为目的。
In our words, we always have God as our goal.
不管路上今天的经历跟遭遇是什么
，No matter what circumstance or experience we have on earth，
是不是正在苦马拉喝苦水？我们的遭遇非常的苦。
Even if we're drinking bitter water at Mara。
但是这个苦决定不是神的目的，这不过是路上的一站就是了。我们终极的目的是以神为我们的目的啊。
Our ultimate purpose is that God is our.
以迦南地在基督里承受丰富的祝福和产业为我们的目的。
The purpose is that we inherit an abundance of Christ in Canaan.
今天在以林非常舒服，十二股活泉，70棵种树，弟兄姊妹，这不是我们的终点。
In Urim, there are 70 palm trees.Even then, that is not our ultimate goal.
你看那15章以色列百姓从马拉的苦的经历被带到以林的经历，那是一个很大的祝福。
And you look at Exodus 15 from Mara to Elam, that's a big blessing that they experience.
但是当你读到16章第一节，以色列人又从以林起行，你真是要敬拜神，这些人了不起，你不要小看啊。
Then you look at in Exodus 16, the Israelites still left Elam.
哦，神又带他们往前继续走。
And don't look down on them. That's actually pretty great. And that God continued to.
在利非定得胜的时候，神没有叫他们停在利非定，永远回忆骄傲他们的得胜。
That they when they were in Rephidim, they had victory. Then God didn't say stay here. They kept going.
他们在加利斯巴利亚那么大的失败，神又带他们继续往前，没有叫他们停在那里。
With the great defeat in Kadesh Barnea, they just God still led them continue to go forth.
神没有叫我们永远活在失败的黑影底下。
That God did not always want us to live in the darkness of the.
神是一个一直往前的神。
God is one who keeps going forth.
招我们进入他荣耀的旨意。
Will call us into His glorious will.
招我们进入与神、与基督、与圣灵的联合。
That we will be connected to the life of God and Christ.
招我们进入他伟大的应许里面。
So that we will called into His promise.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望都在主的面前不停止往前，好吗
？That we hope that we will not stop going forward before the Lord.
虽然知道时间过了，我们唱一首诗歌，好吧？482首。
Even though we know that we have finished our time, let's sing a hymn 482.
天上的荣光。
Heavenly sunshine.
我们能不能用一点属天的生命和力量来唱，好吗
？Let's sing with the heavenly
sunshine. 真的是很好的歌，我们站起来唱，好吧
？Stand up and sing heavenly sunshine.
482首。
482.
在我旅途中，荣光在前沿，越过山幽谷，化成山林。主曾应许说，我永不轻易，深深的应许永不摇曳。天上的荣光，天上的荣光，照耀我魂间，荣耀无比。哈利路亚，我心在欢跳，用唱词赞美耶稣属我。啊，好多人心没有欢跳哈，不是没有跳，要欢跳。
With fervency when you're singing.
主在带领我们走这条路。
When God is leading us in this world.
我们在走一条属天的路。
We are walking a heavenly way.
第三节说到上行再上行。
It keeps the first stanza three says we're going forth, ascending, ascending.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们常常能够活在天的境界里面。
And we really hope that we can live in the situation of heaven.
哦，这是一个荣耀的呼召，让我们成为属天的子民。
This is a glorious picture that we will become.
自天而来。
That we come from heaven,
为天而活
we live for heaven,
向天而去
that we journey to our heaven.
第二节第三节我们唱得更喜乐轻快一点好不好
Stanza 2 and 3
隐隐笼罩我失眠未困我无法遮蔽住面光引领他就是真光在他无悔恨紧靠他身边焕然奔怒天上的荣光天上的荣光照耀我魂间荣耀无比哈利路亚我心在欢跳用唱词赞美耶稣属我荣耀明光中欢乐正无穷伤心在伤心困境我将当我边行走边赞美不停把爱的荣光正在前沿天上的荣光天上的荣光照耀我魂间荣耀无边哈利路亚可不可以有一个小小的请求
I have a small request.
请所有的弟兄姊妹能不能两三个人一组我们一起有一点祷告
That all the brothers and sisters in two or three per group, we will pray together.
我本来很希望大家同声祷告有人带我们祷告但是场地太大。
And we hope that we can all pray together this
week. 请大家不要离开我们花一点时间我们来向主祷告跟同伴一起祷告。
That we come.Spend some time that we'll pray with our companions.
跟我们亲爱的同盟天召的弟兄们一起祷告。
We will pray with the dear brothers with the same heavenly calling.
大概两三个人一组，就跟旁边的就可以了。
Just you can just pray with the person next door.
啊，我们一起，我们每一个人都有一点的祷告，为着信息，为着我们的心愿，为着神家的复兴，我们都可以祷告。
Together we'll just pray for God's revival, all the messages.
Oh, 主耶稣啊。主耶稣，是的，我们不要聊天，不要讲话，我们祷告。 主耶稣，是的，谢谢。保守你的爱女，祝福你的爱女，真的把父亲领到你的脚中。哦，我亲爱的耶稣，我们真的是仰望，我们真的仰望你。哈利路亚，赞美你。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。是的，主，是的，主。
主啊，我们真是用感谢赞美的心，回到你的面前。
Lord, we use our thanksgiving heart to come to you.
主，你真是引领我们行走这条属天的道路。
You're really leading us into the heavenly path.
甚至在我们还不清楚、还不知道的时候，你就引领我们。
Even though when the time when I still didn't know, you has already led us.
你真是托住我们，叫我们不至于失脚。
You have supported us so that we're not fall.
我们可以行走在平坦的路上。
So we can walk on the smooth path.
谢谢主今天坚固我们的信心。
Thank you, God, today as you have supported us.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.